Eimah can't be a goyel. So if you put an animal to be for the cover of the coffin, it doesn't have any tumas nes. Trashi remeya mitar. The time of the remeya meforish b'mesech besukah b'kulo mishum diksova kol mechitza nedis beruach chayim einu mechitza. He holds the clothes digazach that a ruach chayim means an animal, somebody that could move. It's not a stable thing. It has its koyach to move. That can't be a mechitza. So it can be kosher for lechi. It can be kosher for other mechitzas hilchos sukkah. And then within a goyel, is also like a mechitzas, the covering to the coffin. Since it's a bal chay that could move, Remei holds that the spirit can't have a shame mechitzah to it. Melech even tore out the goyel. Right to the koisvin olav dite noshim. If you have an animal, if you want to write the get to your wife on an animal, you can write the get and then give your wife the animal. Rabbi Yisrael Glili Poisav. Rabbi says, no, you can't write a get on a bal chay. So the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol dover sheyesh by ruach chayim ein oisin oisoi loy doifin lesukah. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, like we have in our Mishnah, that anything that has ruach chayim, has the possibility to move away, is it can't have a shem mechitza. Is ein oisin oisoi loy doifin lesukah. You can't use it to be the wall, one of the three walls for sukkah. For loy lechi lemovui. You can't use an animal to be a lechi for the entrance of the mavui. You can't leave an animal there, like tie him down, so he stays there the whole Shabbos. Still, it's possible. Because a lechi is mishum mechitza, and an animal can't have a shem mechitza. And loy pasin lebirois. You can't use an animal to be the pas for birois, like we had before. If you have the bore of water in Rishus HaRabim, so you want to put diumdim on all four sides, you put like two amas on each side. So if you want to use the animal to be the amor, it's possible it can't have a shem mechitza. Loi pasim libirois. An animal can't be the pasim like the L-shaped mechitza at each corner for this rishus hayachid. An animal can't be that. For loi goylo lekever. Who adin? You can't make an animal to be the cover for the coffin. Trashiv loi goylo lekever klaimer. Im also goylo. What does that mean? You can't make it if you did put an animal to be on top of the coffin, ain shame girdle chalolov. It doesn't have a shame girdle. There's no din girdle on it. Letame can't be matama. Girdle is hukisoy shenoisin daf al hames. This is Rashi Shita. That a girdle, that's the cover that you put on top of the mace, on top of the coffin. Tosis always learns, not like that. Tosis learns it means the matseva. Tosis asks in this Gemara, how is it possible that you put an animal to cover up the coffin? That nobody does. But it's possible to leave an animal to be the matseva on top of the kvur. That's Tosfos Shita. But Rashi Shita is the girl who means the cover for the coffin. Vaitas at the morrow, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omru, in the name of Rabbi Yosi Haglili, they say over, Afen Kosfin Olav Gitinoshim. You're not allowed to write a get to your wife on a behema. It's possible to write a get to your wife or on an animal. So the morrow, my time of the Rabbi Yosi Haglili, what's wrong with writing the get on the animal? What's the psul? As you write the get, and then you give your wife the animal. So who you be mekayim? Because of an osam law. Why should it be puzzled? So the more the Tanya, we learned. Sefer, the Torah says, because of law, sefer creases. So law shouldn't sefer. So the more ainly yell is sefer. I would think mamish a sefer like a sefer Torah. You have to mamish a piece of parchment, and it should look like a sefer Torah. Minayim the rabbi is called over. How do I know? No, you're allowed to write a get on anything. It doesn't have to have a shame sefer to it. Any piece of paper you can write a get on. Talmud loyma v'kos of law. The pasuk says v'kos of law sefer krisis. V'kos of law is a general cloud. V'dashin mikol mokim. Mashma, anything you want to write the get on, you could write it mikol mokim. You could write the get. For the Gemarim came of Azoy, if you could write the get in anything, Ma Talmud Loim is safer. Why does the Pesach say, because of law safer? Why does it say the word safer? It's not a safer. And the Gemara Loim will have to tell you, Ma safer, just like a safer, Torah or books, is Dover Shein by Ruach Hayin, it doesn't have any life to it, it can't move away. V'yein Oichel, it's not something you could eat, you don't need a safer Torah, is Av Kol Dover Shein by Ruach Hayin. Who are then anything that has no life to it? That's what you're allowed to write to get on. The any oichel, and it's not an oichel, it's not food. Hey, these are the two psulim. You're not allowed to write a get on an oichel on food or on an animal that has ruach chaim that can move away. But something that does not have ruach chaim and is not an oichel, on these things you're allowed to write a get. So that's the lashon because of law mikol mokum. Anything you want to write a get on, you're allowed to write a get on. Why does the Torah say lashon b'sefer? To b'maya these two things. a Ruach Chaim, it's possible to write a get on, and an Eichel, you're not allowed to write a get on. Said Rashi, Sefer, because of law, Sefer Krisis, Sefer Mashma Klaf, a Sefer's Mashma piece of parchment, Kedichsev Ani Kosev Al HaSefer B'dyoi, Vod Dekoron Lei Megillah. Then it's Kedichsev, Achrei Sarah HaMelech Esa Megillah. Minayin Rav is called Dov, Shiyachtav Get Olov, not only a Sefer, or a piece of parchment, and anything you're allowed to write to get on, to Zot Apostolik, the cost of law, Mikol Mokim. So, Fred Gemara, for Rabbonin, what do the Rabbonin do with this? Why do the Rabbonin say in the Mishnah, you're allowed to write to get, even on a Baal Chai, even on an animal, either Torah says, because of law, Sefer, Mashman has to be done to a Sefer, and for the Gemara of Rabbonin, Mik Siv Ba Sefer, does the Apostolik say Ba Sefer, it has to be written in a Sefer. Then you'll have these mutum, it has to be daima to a sefer. So the Gemara sefer ksiv. It says the cost of law sefer. What does sefer mean? L'sfiras dvorim b'yalmuhu hu diyosa. Just means that in the get you have to write out what you mean to do. That you mean to pat to your wife, to send your wife away, to free her. That's what you have to write inside the get. But not that it has to be written on a sefer. It doesn't say ba sefer. It says the cost of law sefer krisis. Sefer like a Russian sipper. Tell over what you want to do here. Trash Eviksiv Kosavlo Krisis Bas Sefer Heavy Mashma Megillah. Smashma Bas Sefer has to be written in a Sefer like a Megillah. Avalhash to Diksiv Sefer, but now that it says the word Sefer, Hai Sefer is Sviras Dvorimhu. It's a Sviras Dvorimhu. Vochi Mashma, this is what the Pasuk means. The Kosavlo Divrei Krisis. Write to her something about Krisis if you want to chop off the relationship. But the Pasuk is not saying on what you have to write it. Any place you want to write to get is kosher. Even if you want to write to get on top of a behemoth, it's also kosher. Yeah. So the more of Rabbonin, Hai v'kostav lo, my dorish bay, according to the Rabbonin, that there's no having meaning to say an animal is no good, so pshiti could write to get on anything. Why does the Torah use a clause to collusion of a cost of law, which is mashmi could write it on anything? Pshiti could write it on anything. What do I need a miyitz for? Have the Gemara humi boilei b'ksiva miskareshes v'eino miskareshes b'kesef. That's another locha. When you want to give your wife to give her a get, it could only be done by ksiva writing a get on a piece of paper. Mashenkin, you're not allowed to give her money. You can't give her money and be megarasher with money. Why? So the Marsal could write the Chamina, because I could really think that money should also be good to get rid of your wife with. Hoyel v'iskish yitzil avaya, because it's a gzeira shava that kedushin is doima to gerushin. Yitzia means gerushin, and havaya means kedushin. Ma havaya, but just like when you mekadosh your wife, when you first make kedushin, is the kesef, you can mekadosh your wife with kesef by giving her money, is I would think after yitzia the kesef, maybe when you want to give her a get, to make you see her, throw, send her away, it could also be done with kesef. Kamash Milan, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. No, the Kosav law, the only way you can give your wife a get is by writing the get. You have to have a ksiva, write it down on a ksav, but not give her money. Trashi, the Kosav law, my Dorishbe, Kivun this Sefer, Lav Klaf Mashma, since the Pasuk is not Mashma, Madavka Klaf, Menelo, Holekov, Ole Klaf, the Pasuk never says anything about a Klaf. What do I need an extra pasuk of the cost of law to tell me like anything? Treat this kosher and anything. Why would I think not like that? And for the Gemara, there's no chiddush about writing it on a piece of paper or anything, or even you could write on an animal, according to the Rabbonin. So the chiddush is that Rashi v'ainim is kareshes v'kesef. If no some law kesef v'yoma his garashi boy. If you give him kesef, and you tell your wife, I want to be megarashi with the money, that's no good. Because I would think, havimina, that there's a hekish of kedushin to gerushin. So maybe just like kedushin is the kesef of huad and gerushin, kamashma no, gerushin has to be with a ksivam and not with money. So the mara of Rabbi Yosi Haglili, high svara minoli, how does Rabbi Yosi Haglili know this svara, that you can't give your wife money and be megarashi with the money? He needs the pasuk, the cost of law, to tell me you can write a sefer on anything. Lav davka megillah, lav davka parchment, even a piece of paper, a piece of wood you can write the get on. So how do I know that only with ksiva, not with money? Now the Gemara, nafkele mi sefer krisis. We dashin, because of mi sefer krisis, Sefer Korsa, V'yein Dover Acha Korsa. Hey, Sefer Korsa means only a Sefer, only the piece of parchment, or Lav Dafka parchment, or saying of any Ksav. Any Ksav you give your wife that has the Nyonim of Gershin, with that you can be Megarish your wife. But not with Kesef. So the more of Rabbonin, Hai Sefer Korsa, what did Rabbonin do with this post? Like, why don't they learn out from Sefer Korsa only a Sefer, and the neighbor of a cost of law is extra? So the more named, Rabbonin, Hai Sefer Korsa Miboile, Ledover HaKoyres Beinoy LeBeino. A get means you have to like make a crisis. You have to stop having relationship with your wife, like we'll soon see. It has to be Koyres, like chopped off between you and your wife. Trashim is Sefer Korsa, Midyasiv Korsa Somach LeSefer. So the Rabbonin Dashin, Ledover HaKoyres Beinoy LeBeino. Shlo Yato Tanai Beget. It means when you give your wife a get, you can't make a Tanai in the get. Sheikoshram Yachad, that shall always be totally in you. Because the get is not 100%, it's only if she doesn't do something. But in the time she does something, the get will be bottle, that's not called a good get. That Shloyatu Tanai beget, Sheikoshram Yachad, Eladivre Havdola Yiyu. No, when you give her the get, you have to be separated from her. You have no Shaykhus to her anymore. Like we'll soon see, look at Tanya, like we'll enter the Brisa. What's the pshat from if you have a Tanai that still makes you dovek in your wife, is hareze gitcha. You give your wife a get. Hareze gitcha. Al menas shalotish di yayin. You make a tanai al menas, you should not drink wine. That's the only, I'm giving you a get now, but only if you don't drink wine. It's whenever you drink wine, you should know the get is bottle of mafraya. So such a get is possible. It's not called krisis. Because the rest of her life, she has to listen to you not to drink wine. Because if she drinks wine, the get will be bottle. You give your wife a get, but you make a tanai with her that she can never go to her father's house. This is not called krisis. Why? Because for the rest of her life, she has to be nizah, she has to watch out not to go to her father's house because of you. So that's still cool. She's dove, she's attached to you. So drashi le'olam means a krisis. To call your male all her lifetime, kshura boy, she's attached to you. Shemach Mosse, because of you, he nimnas milishtas yain, she's not allowed to drink wine because of you. Utanai ze toli v'olach loylam, and this tanai you made is a tanai for loylam. V'ein ze havdola, this is not called you're separated from her. Avol, pozot gemara. Kol shleishim yoyim, if you only make the tanai, that for the next 30 days your wife cannot drink any wine, or for the next 30 days she cannot visit her father, then her raise the krisis. That's called a good krisis. Even though for the next 30 days she's still attached to you a little bit, but so what? Since it's going to come a time after 30 days that there'll be a krisis gemura, she won't have any chains attached to you, that's called a good get. Rashi says, Abba mikan biyad shleishim yoyim, hareze krisis miyad, shere divri havdola hein. This is called havdola, you're separated from her. L'slave shleishim yoyim, at the end of 30 days, o materis miyad liyishachar. The male of the get is chal right now, and right now she is muta liyishachar. So the more of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how does he know this Chiddush? Hey, the Rabbanan used from the Pasuk the Sefer Korsa. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili uses the Sefer Korsa to tell us that a get has to dafka be with a ksiva and not with money. So how does he know it has to be something that you chorus, you have no ties with your wife anymore? How does he know this Yisoid? Rabbi Yosi Aglili nafkale mikoras krisis. It's like a double lotion. Could have said the word chorus and said the word krisis. Sefer Korsa. Could have said the Sefer Korsa. For Rabbanan, Korvas Krisis Laidashi. Rabbanan said that's not a drasha, like that's Urche de Musa to write like that. The Torah writes Krisis, it could have been Korvas and Krisis the same thing. Therefore, there's only one deek from here, that you have to have Havdola, you have to give your wife a get that she has no ties with you at all. That's all the Rabbanan learned. How do you know it has to be Dachubib the Sefer? That's from the Kosav law. And Rabbi Yosef learns no. He learns from the Kosav law, I know. That only on, like, you could write the get on anything and lav dafka megillah. And from Sefer Korsa, I know dafka with a ksav and not with money. And how do I know that it has to be no tanoyim, no strings attached? Loilam, that I know from the double lashon of Korsa. And the bottom of the lashon Korsa, like Darshi, we don't hear any chedushim from the pasuk Korsa. Is it Mishnah Vayter? Shayoro shechonso bebiko. A shayora, that's a caravan. It's a few people together. We'll see later in the Gemara. Three people already have a din of a shayora.
that a few people that were traveling, and it came now before Shabbos, came on Friday, Erev Shabbos, and they shechon, so they pitched like the tents. They put their tents up at Bikur in an open valley, an open place, and they wanted to be able to carry there in Shabbos. So they put like mechitzas all around them, like they're circled around with mechitzas. They kifu kli behema, and they put around them kli behema, the kelim from the behema, like their saddles. They stored them up, and they made sure each one was 10 tefachim high. So they made mechitzas all around. Is metaltlem b'toychoi? You're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos inside the mechitzas. Say pshita, you have mechitzas dal all around you. So inside it's called rishus yochid. Oblovad, but providing sheyeh geder gevoya sarat tefachim. You have to make sure the wall is at least 10 tefachim high. In other words, you use the kli behema, so you have to make sure it piles up to be at least 10 tefachim high. V'lo yehei pirtzas yeseiros ala binyan. Now you don't have to say to make the wall straight. You're allowed to have little breaks, little openings in the wall. So the pirtzas, that means the opening, the airspace in between, it's kosher as long as the airspace in between the pirtza is not more than the binyan. So the chur from the Mishnah, it's mashma that if they're equal, let's say you have like 5 amos wide, the mechitza, and then 5 amos wide an open space, that would still be called the mechitza. As long as the pirtza is not more than the binyan, it's mashma from the Mishnah that has kosher. And we'll see in the Gemara's madaik this way also from the Mishnah that we should pass, and we'll see in the Gemara like Rav Papa and not like Rav Huna. So the Mishnah kol pirtza she ke'eser amos muteris. Now, any pirtz, any opening in the mechitza, as long as it's 10 amis and less, it's still kosher. It's called a pesach. Mifnei shehi kepesach, because it's called a pesach. Now, this is providing, like the din of the Mishnah before, that you don't have more pirtzes, you don't have more open space than you have mechitza. Providing you have more mechitza than open space, then it's kosher. Even though the pesach, the open space, could be up until 10 amis. Mashenkin yesu mikan. If you have any pirtza, any open space in the wall, which is more than 10 amos wide, then osur. That's mevatel the whole mechitza, that's called the pirtza then, and it's, you don't have any heter to metalkel inside that mokum. Rashi says, lo yeh pirtza seros ala binyin, vafiluayin pirtzas ketanas tchusas miyas, even if there are small holes, but you can't have more air space than you have mechitza. Ko pirtza shikesa metesof nei shik pesach, vishay bi oimed rav aleim. Vavada providing you have altogether more mechitza than you have pirtza and you have open space. Yes, mikan asura pirtza achas oiseres kol hekif. We have only one pirtza. Still, it asks the whole hekif all around all the four mechitzas. Afilu kul oimid. Even if the rest of all the mechitzas are oimid, are good mechitzas. In the forest of Reis Lekamon, whenever you have an open space which is more than 10 up. Is whenever you have an open space, a pirtza in the wall, which is more than 10 amos, that's called the pirtza, and that asses, the mechitza doesn't help, and the only way to be matan now is to make a tzuras ha-pesach. If you put a tzuras ha-pesach in that place, like a lechem mikan, v'lechem mikan, and a korah al-gabehen, then it's kosher. Here's Zot the Gemara. Itma, porutz koimet. As if you're making a mechitza, and there's the same amount of space as there is oimet, as there is mechitza. In other words, you have like 5 amis of a mechitza, and then you have 5 amis open space, much like in picture 214. That's called porotz koimit. Every little mechitza is 5 amis wide, and the space in between one mechitza to another mechitza is another 5 amis. So you have 5 amis mechitza, 5 amis air, porotz. Is what's the locha? Is rapopera mamuter. That's still called a good mechitza. As long as the air, the open space, is not more than the mechitza. Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yeshua Omar, also he holds no, this is not called a mechitza already. What's the machlokes? Rav Papa Omar Mut, Rav Papa holds this is called a mechitza. Valhochi ag merei rachmona lemoisha. As like we learned before, mechitzas, the halachas for mechitzas are halacha lemoisha misinai. So how did we learn the halacha for Moshe misinai? How Rav Papa loy tifrat rubay, as long as the pirtza is not roiv. As long as there's not more open space than mechitza, it's considered a good mechitza. It's even though it's equal, 5 amis mechitza, 5 amis pirtza, still it's kosher. As long as you don't have more parts. Rav Huna b'Rei of Yeshua Amar, nein osur, he holds this is osur. Valhochi agmerei rachmona l'moshe. This is the way we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, that yudor ruba. What's called a mechitza? A mechitza means you have to have more mechitza than you have pirtza, you have opening.
So if you have equal 5 amis of a mechitza and 5 amis of an open space, that's posel according to Rav Huna. Tanan. Now we'll go try and bring rayas who we hold like. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, for lo yehei pirtzois yisteiras ala binyan. If you're making the mechitzas circling you all around by the shayara, we say even though there are pirtzos, there are holes in the mechitza, for nesbegin is kosher, but providing lo yehei pirtzos yisteiras ala binyan, that you should not have more pirtzos, more open space than you have mechitza. You have equal and equal. If there's 5 amis space and 5 amis mechitza, it's kosher. So this is the chura al mishnah zaraya to Rav Papa. So tomorrow loy tamer, don't say hokibinyan muter, that if it's equal 5 and 5, it's muter. Ela emo in binyan yeser ala pirtza. The deek for the mishnah is that if you have more mechitza than you have pirtza, if the mechitza is 6 amis and the pirtza is only 5 amis, then it's kosher. Where the binyan is yester ala pirtza mutter. So tomorrow bazoi alvo ke binyan mai. But what do you want to say if it's equal? The same space is the pirtza, is the mechitza. Mai also, then you want to say it's also. Ehochi oi bazoi, the Mishnah should have said like this. Listening, the Mishnah should have said, lo yehei pirtza is ke binyan. You'll have to make a mechitza from the kelim of the behemoth, but providing that the pirtza is the open space should not be the same size as the binyan. That's what the Mishnah should have said according to Rav Huna. So the Markasha and Echnam, this is Shver and Rav Huna. In other words, the Mishnah is more mashma like Rav Papa than it is like Rav Huna. And we'll see at the end of the Gemara Taka Paskins like Rav Papa because of this deek in the Mishnah. That our Mishnah is mashma klaw, that the only time it's possible, like it says, is lo yehei pirtzos yeseras ala binyan. Only if you have more open space than you have binyan, that's when it's possible. But if they're equal, 5 and 5, and Echnam, we pass like Rav Papa, that it's mutter, that's called a good mechitza. So the Moravaita. Toshma, I'll bring you another raya from Hilchos Sukkah. Hamikare sukkosoi bishvudin. If you make a sukkah, and atop of the sukkah for the schach, you use posel schach. That's bishvudin, that's stamp beams, stamp pieces of wood, that's posel. It's no good for schach. Or else, oi barucha samita, you want to use the sideboards of your bed, which is also posel for schach. So if you put these boards on top of the schach, on top of the sukkah, it's like this. Im yesh revach b'neihem k'moison k'sheira. If you have space in between from like one beam to another beam on top of the schach, on top of the sukkah, if there's space in between the same size as the beam itself, like let's say this beam from the bed is a tefach wide. So you have one beam, a tefach wide, then you have an open space, a tefach wide. Then you have another beam from the bed, then you have another open space, a tefach wide. And avada in this open space of a tefach, you're going to put kosher eschach. So the ma'isa on top of the eschach, now it's called oimed kaparitz. You have equal space of kosher eschach and equal space of posel eschach. So what's the lochom? Ksheiris. It says klo here that it's kosher. Ha'isim yesh revach b'neim k'moisin is ksheira. So there is also a raya to Rav Papa that paritz k'oimed is kosher. Like in picture 218. Or 219, yeah. And for the Gemara, is that what we say the space in between the shvudim, in between the beds, is equal to the space of the bed? It doesn't mean bediuk. Avada means there's a little bit more space in between one beam and another beam. In other words, as if you put another beam in there, it would go in and go out very smooth, very easily. In other words, let's say the beam is a tefach wide, so the space in between one beam and another beam is a little bit more than a tefach. So that means if you have to put a beam in between there, it would go in and out very easily. So now, if you fill up that ear with kosher eschach, like in picture 219, it comes out, you have more kosher eschach than you have the shvudim. That's why it's kosher. This is the way Rav Papa would have to learn. So Rashi learns that the Havamina is the reason why we said you could make it go through easily, that the space is more than the shvudim, because it's not shayach to be metamsein, the Havamina was. You can't make exactly the same space as you have the boards. Therefore, Mestom, they made a little bit more space. Freti Gemara, no, for Eshel at Sam Seim, it's possible to make it exactly equal space. So, Chur, it's still a kash on Rav Papa, on Rav Huna, it's mashm, there's equal space. And the Gemara, Amar Rabami, b'madif. It doesn't mean that the reason why there's more space because they couldn't make the exact same space. No. Rashi learns what matter means they did it bedik bekavonam. They wanted to have more space in between than they wanted to have of the beams. That's why it's kosher according to Rav Papa. Taisis learns a little bit different. Taisis learns the Girsha should be fakir. Voyev shalat samsin. Taisis learns that even though you have, it's kash even on Rav Huna, it's kash even on Rav Papa, even though you have equal space in between each board, but it's eyev shalat samsin. It's not possible to fill up that space all together with kosher schach. So it comes out you have more postle schach than kosher schach. And that the Gemara's teretz is b'madif. Not like a picture 220. You put a lot of schach. You like pile up the schach on those holes. So since you pile up the schach, a lot of schach, so all that schach together, vada covers up all the hole in between. So since the hole in between is the same size as the boards, according to Rav Pop, it's kosher, because you have oimed kaparit, that's kosher. Rav Oma, Rav says another teretz, im hoyu nisunin orif, if the postle schach were put sidewards, nois no shesi, put the kosher schach up and down, shesi means straight across. Or fakir, shesi, if the postle schach was put shesi, was put straight up, straight down, nois to oriv. Put the kosher schach sideways, like in picture 221. So right, the way Tosis learns, the havimina was, you can't fill up exactly the space, because there's some air in between. The Teretz says, no, if you put the kosher schach the opposite way that the postle schach is, so it's possible to fill up the whole lagamri. It's only like in picture 219, where you want to put the kosher schach straight the same way the postle schach is. So the kosher is you can't fill up that hole altogether. Gefort near the two ends, it's a little bit left over. So Teretz says, no, like picture 221, you're putting the kosher schach the opposite way the postle schach is. So in this way, you could fill up the hole altogether. Weiter. Toshima. So the kids from here again, we have no raya klo to Rav Huna or to Rav Papa. Both of them could be miyashiv the way they learn. Toshima, bring another raya. Zaloch or shayora. Again, this caravan, a few people together. It has to be at least three people. Shechon sabavika. That before Shabbos they encamped, they're going to keep Shabbos now in this bik, in this open valley, an open ground which was a Carmelis. So they wanted to make a Rishus HaYochid, they wanted to be makiv them, v'kifu, and they put all around them mechitzas to give them a shame Rishus HaYochid inside the mechitzas, so they could carry at least on that Shabbos. V'kifu, they made themselves around the mechitza, b'gmalim, with camels, b'uchvois, with saddles, like in picture 222, on page 34. This is the picture how they made all around a mechitza. So they use gemalim, they use camels, they are b'uchvois with saddles, they are vitim, they use